Ah, good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is... The Mad Mirages.
You're sure they went this way, Tal?
I'm sure. They cut branches and foliage out of their way as they went. So long as we follow the path they made, we'll get there.
Then why haven't we caught up with them yet?
Well, Sir Tristan's pretty fit for an old guy. I hear he runs up and down the Tower of 2,000 steps every morning, all 2,000 of them, so...
You can't find us a shortcut or something?
A shortcut to where? When they left the Citadel, they were going east, like I told you, but I don't know where to specifically.
A shortcut of a few minutes won't do much when I've already delayed us by days. I should have suspected something when Damien didn't arrive for the Petrichorus ritual. Now, even with the system of portals I've hidden in these wilds, we're still behind.
Oh, so you've forgiven him?
Of course not! Damien's taken on Horks and Dark Plumes and spectral disasters detached from time itself. That he couldn't overpower one elderly human speaks to a shameful lack of resolve.
Or he at least could have told us.
Either way, it is a pitiful reason to miss the vanishingly rare event that I needed him for.
Yeah, I guess this all could have been avoided if he just told you guys about Sir Tristan in the first place. Woo! Sure is a good thing you two aren't keeping any secrets from each other.
Yeah, well,
yeah, yes, of course. Sure. And what the hell was that noise supposed to mean?
I think I should ask you the same.
Guys, do you hear that wind?
Does this really seem like the time?
There shouldn't be a cross breeze like this where the jungle is so dense. Something weird's happening on this path, and it's up where Damien and Sir Tristan went.
No!
And,
ooh.
Amaryllis!
I'm coming too, you guys!
Damien! Can you hear me?
Get him! Quickly!
Damien!
Damien! Oh, mother!
Rilla? Are you okay?
Of course I'm not okay! He was right there, Tal. I could see him, and if we'd just been a little faster... Well, you're the tracker. Where did they go?
Tracking's kind of about following a trail, and their trail just disappears, so... I don't know.
Then what the hell are we supposed to do?
I believe I know where they've gone. Follow me.
You knew where they were going, and you didn't say anything? Aurum!
If I'm correct, Amaryllis, we couldn't have beaten them there regardless. Teleportation is powerful magic and extremely rare. I've never heard of anyone teleporting into the heart of the Wayward East before.
The Wayward East? But that's crazy! Nobody's ever been to the Wayward East before!
That's not completely true. The only texts I've been able to find from there are so old, they're, like, impossible to figure out, though. Halfway through a scientific observation, the writers get lost in a 10-page metaphor about sweating their personality out through their pores.
That is most likely not a metaphor. The mirrored planes are... Well, the word hallucinogenic would imply that what one sees there is only illusion. If anything, those visions are more real than what our eyes typically perceive.
What does that mean?
I haven't the time to explain, and it isn't relevant to our journey regardless. We will be skipping the mirrored planes entirely.
Skipping it? But I thought you said you couldn't teleport.
And we won't be. To teleport is to project a portal ahead of oneself without a portal already in place to do the projecting. It is the equivalent of picking the lock to a box which contains one's only lockpicking tools. The task is only possible if it has already been completed.
Magic. Ugh.
In contrast, we will be using a portal that has existed for millennia. Ah, here we are.
Aurum. This is a puddle.
Oh, jeez. Do you think the Wayward East can make you crazy all the way from here? Am I crazy? Are you guys even here, or...
The state of your mind is neither my purview nor my interest. This portal is our puddle.
Don't you mean...
We all know what I mean.
You can really just skip into the Wayward East? That doesn't make any sense. Why don't people do it all the time?
Allow me to answer your question with a question, Amaryllis. Imagine, if you would, a simple door. One needs only to turn its knob to pass through it. However, after observing this doorway for eons, one discovers a pattern. Not a single soul who passes through it returns. Would you still choose to turn the knob?
I mean, yeah. Duh.
Yeah, that sounds like
I suppose you would. Regardless, the means of opening and then traversing this portal is a well-kept secret. But every secret has its bearers. A predecessor of mine, Lord Tick-Tick the Iridescent, determined this method long ago and crossed to the east herself. Though what happened to her and how many years passed before she died, I cannot say. The keep is miserable with dates.
So if we go through that puddle, there's no way to come back?
I bet Sir Tristan the Cold could do it.
Indeed. Whether by magic or miracle, it seems he's managed the trip once.
Okay, so we just have to find Damien, save him, beat Tristan, and force him to bring us back. Huh. That doesn't sound so hard.
It doesn't?
There. The entrance to the mermaid tunnels will be open shortly. Amaryllis?
Mermaids? Hell yes!
But wait, you guys! Are you sure we should be doing this?
We aren't.
Oh.
You're going to stay here, Tal. We need somebody in the Citadel to see how things are going. We don't know for sure that Tristan's the only knight in on this plan. You need to warn us if you hear anything, okay?
Why does it feel like everyone's asking me favors like that these days? Oh, but wait, how am I supposed to tell you guys? It's not like I can just send a pigeon through this puddle.
He can't?
He can't. Say your goodbyes now, Amaryllis, because the portal could open at any moment.
Just get Mark, Tal. The two of you should be able to figure something out together.
Actually, Rilla, about Sir Mark, I mean...
Amaryllis? Amaryllis!
What? Oh, I can breathe.
Of course you can breathe. Mermaids have both lungs and gills, therefore it follows that they would need both air and water to breathe.
So what? This water is, like, carbonated? I still shouldn't be able to...
No, the water is also air, and the air is also water. I think you've been living with magic long enough to make sense of that.
But amphibians...
are irrelevant, as usual. We don't have much time, and I need to explain our process to you, so listen to me. These currents will carry us to the palace of a great mermother, and she will decide whether we may pass to the wayward east.
Based on what?
Flattery is supposedly effective.
So it's arbitrary. Great.
This is a major road that runs directly through her house, Amaryllis. I think she's allowed to be as picky as she likes. Mermaids are a very secretive class of monster, rarely seen outside their family units. So all I know is, admittedly, hearsay. But from what I've been told, they are peaceful, so we can expect a cordial greeting, an audience with Mermother Amma herself, and then, if she takes a liking to us, swift passage to the east.
And if she doesn't like us?
I doubt that's possible. I am a pinnacle of monster charm, wit, and humility, after all.
Oh, boy.
The current is slowing. I believe those two mermaids must be here to roll out the red carpet, as it were. Follow my lead. Greetings, most beautiful maidens of the deep. I am Lord Aram, he who...
Aram, monster and human, you are hereby condemned to death in the court of the great Amma, mother of all mermaids in these tunnels.
Mermaidens, please. I believe this must be some misunderstanding. We are...
Your crime is unforgivable. You may either follow us and experience a swift death, or our guard sharks will tear you to pieces now. It is your choice.
I was informed that...
Becco, unmuzzle the sharks.
No, no. We're coming with you. It's fine. It's just... we were told something about an audience with your great Amma.
You will have your audience soon enough, human. Amma will be your executioner. Now move. Stand before the grand gates, prisoners. Our Amma will speak your judgment soon. And mind your manners. Impoliteness makes Amma very upset.
I thought you said that mermaids were peaceful.
A monster passing through the swamp told me they were. Though that was some time ago.
How long exactly?
Oh, just the other day.
What does that mean?
As you've described it to me, just the other day is a human idiom, meaning at an unspecified time in the past.
Well, how about you specify?
A while ago.
Aram!
The period of time should not matter. Mermaids are what I believe you've described in your notes as immortal-ish. Like nymphs and dryads. They cannot die of old age. Only sickness or violent death can end a mermaid's life.
Okay, two things. First, why does that matter?
The immortal-ish creatures of the world tend to be quite set in their ways. Without death's final deadline ever looming, it becomes very easy to put off for next century what introspection you should have done today. A shift as extreme as this one cannot be a natural progression of mermaid society. Something equally extreme must have happened to them. but perhaps I should have predicted this was possible. I know very well now that the greatest changes in life come with no warning at all.
Aram, Damien's going to be okay. It's not your fault.
I apologize if I have been somewhat confrontational since Damien's disappearance. I was angry and you were the closest.
I know, Aram. And thank you. I'm sorry, too. I was just worried. At least we bounced back faster than we used to.
Agreed. And the second thing you wanted to mention?
Have you really been reading my notes?
They have improved considerably. There have been times in my work when the confidence and stability of your observations has proven very useful.
Oh, Aram. Thank you.
Amma will see you now. Open the gates!
Okay, then. Enough sappy stuff. We need a plan. What are the odds we can overpower their queen?
Do you know anything about koi, Amaryllis?
The fish? Why do I care about fish? Never mind. That was a dumb question. Keep going.
Merfolk families take after the fish they resemble. From the varied patterning of their scales, these appear to be koi, and so no, I do not think we will be overpowering the mermaid Amma.
Really? That's it? Like, they're not even predators or anything?
Have you ever heard folk tales of what happens when koi live a very long time? Say, as mermaids do?
Maybe from Mark, but I don't remember.
Prisoners!
Oh, now I remember.
I thought you might.
They get real big.
They never stop growing, to be precise. I imagine this one must be very, very old.
She's gotta be 90 feet long.
The prisoners will now enter.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Now prostrate yourselves before Amma.
Do you know why you've been gathered before me today?
No.
A misunderstanding, oh, great Amma, and nothing more. I was told we would receive an audience with you to pass through these tunnels. It appears I was mistaken.
Is ignorance of the law an excuse for violating it, children?
No, Amma.
We beg your mercy, Amma, for
if you had come here alone, lizard creature, I might have accepted an appeal. An appeal for mercy. But because you've brought this human here, your deaths are inevitable.
Oh, great Amma, if I may ask.
You mayn't!
Why is it so terrible to bring a human to your domain? I was not aware that mermaids had taken a side in the human-monster conflict.
Oh, dare you to insinuate that I would concern myself with such petty...
Well, it's a crime because you've gone and ruined her day, haven't you, Finlit? Well, he has. And she was in such a good mood, too.
That is enough, children. It is not your place to question your punishment, monster. The decision has been made. Incorporation into the great Amma will be your fate.
She's going to eat us?
In monster terms, it might also mean that she plans to purchase any business holdings we have and add them to her own.
No, she's going to eat you.
Do the intruders wish to say anything before they are incorporated into the great Amma, Mother of Mermaids?
I do.
Quiet, human.
But she asked.
Amma doesn't want to hear a word from human lips. Not after what you've done to us.
Oh, great Amma. I have just one question.
Ow!
I have a question for you, Amma.
You may speak.
Drat, but I've forgotten it entirely. Amaryllis?
That isn't fair!
Let her speak, children. If this Splitfin thinks she can talk her way out of execution for her crimes, she is as full of pride and empty of thought as all humans. Now speak!
I only have one question, Amma. Do you know how bad that cough really is?
The insult! Amma is older than the waves themselves! Lesser creatures need grow ill. Our Amma slew the Queen of Piranha. She has swallowed whirlpools whole. If you think a little sickness could so much as touch her...
Quiet, children.
But Amma...
Silence! Or would you disrespect the Amma who laid your egg? I would like to speak with the lizard familiar and his human alone. And I do not want to be questioned. Is that understood?
Yes, Amma.
I have told no one of my illness.
I figured, yeah.
I have been alive for longer than you can conceive, Splitfin. The years when I was young and small enough to leave these caverns were so long ago that humans did not yet walk these lands. I have been ill many times, and I have survived them all. If I am to die, it is my time, and I can accept it.
But you aren't telling your daughters. You don't want them to worry about you.
They are delicate as coral. I care far more for their hurt than my own life. And you've spoken aloud the secret that will hurt them most. Therefore, I have but one question for you, human. Why shouldn't I devour you right now, this second, before you harm them in a way I cannot fix?
Because I'm a doctor, I can save you.
Save me from a cold? And you think this is a fair trade for your crimes?
It's not just a cold, Amma. It's gill rot. A really bad case of gill rot, too. Bad enough that I can see it from here.
So it is. The gray discoloration around the gills. An incredibly discerning eye, Amaryllis.
Rot? You would call the great Amma unclean?
No. Well, yeah. Well, kind of. You said you were too big to leave these caverns, right? When's the last time you left this chamber? Because I don't think you'll fit through that door anymore. So your problem is still water.
My problem has never been water before.
Perhaps if you said that her problem is now water, that there has been some sort of change.
No, I'm not saying that the problem continues to be water. I'm saying the water is still not moving. If the bacteria that cause gill rot find a way in here and there's no current to sweep them out, they're going to find your gills.
Then your cure, human doctor, is for currents to move within my chamber.
That could prevent it in the future,
very well.
But...
Once I have devoured the both of you, we'll install some windows in here.
A tasteful skylight could really breathe some life into these caves.
An excellent suggestion, my lunch-to-be.
One picks up some interior decorating instincts when one is raised within a series of massive flowers.
The currents won't cure your condition, Amma. They'll just help prevent it in the future. You're going to need my help if you want to get better.
I've told you once before, human... I have made my peace with death.
Or if you want to make sure your daughters aren't already sick.
What did you say?
You may have taken this bluff one step too far, Amaryllis.
It isn't a bluff, all right? The fact that you have gill rot is evidence that the bacteria are in these waters. The water your daughters are breathing, too. And if you think you're going to get lucky enough for another doctor to show up here before every single one of them gets sick, well... You can think that if you want, but that's leaving their lives up to random chance, and that's something I would never do. I want to help you, Amma. It's what I do, and I just need you to let me do it. Please.
No one has spoken to me this way in 30 long years.
I wouldn't do it if I didn't really, really mean it, Amma. Because you... are absolutely terrifying.
I am, yes. Very well. I will not devour you for this meal.
Thank you, Amma.
Children!
I...
Come! Ama!
Oh, I'm not actually ready to examine them yet. There are some tools I'm going to need and some compounds for the antibacterial...
Finlet, please escort the human to a prison shell. She may be there for some time. Her companion stays with me.
What?
But, Ama...
Quiet, Split Fin, before I change my mind! You have trained this creature well, Lizard Familiar. In my experience, humans make excellent mimics. They speak quickly, build tools to emulate our abilities, and the shortness of their lives lends a restless desperation that makes them accomplish far more than anything should in the space of a century. But in the end, mimics are all they can be. Manipulators who speak words so sweetly honeyed that they can trick us into thinking they are greater than they are.
Come with us, human.
Aram!
Amaryllis! She's telling the truth, Mermother. If you hurt her, you do so at your children's peril.
I believe that she speaks the truth, and I am not without gratitude. Once the problem we discussed has been dealt with, she will swim free.
And how, precisely, do you expect that problem to be solved without her?
You will solve it.
Of all the asinine things...
There. Now we may speak freely.
There are a few things I'd like to speak freely to you right
that
now.
That was the royal we, Familiar. Now listen to me. The way forward is simple. If life above these caverns has progressed to a point where even an empty mimic like that can cure my illness, I am certain any monster can.
I am not a doctor, you fool!
Then I think you'd better become one, and quickly. I will only release the human once I've been cured. And you should know, human keeper, that we do not trouble ourselves with feeding those we lock in our shells.
No, this would be much easier.
You will refer to me by my title, Lizard.
Yes, I will when you refer to me by my name, Titanic Trout.
What was that?
Oh, great Ama, this examination of your gills would be quicker and much less painful if you would try to sit still.
Perhaps if you showed some... Be careful, Lizard! You may have four arms, but it's clear you don't know how to use a single one of them.
Well, I can draw one conclusion from the examination, at least. Your gills look terrible.
And the cure?
I am not a doctor.
Examine them again!
What are you hoping I'll find in there, a medical degree?
What beneath the waves is a medical degree?
This is pointless!
Then your human was lying?
Amaryllis told nothing but the truth, including the fact that she could save you. She, not I.
Even if she were capable of such a delicate task, I would not let a human hand touch me.
And here it goes, on and on in circles. I would do anything for my children, and you must save them, too. I will let myself and all around me die before I trust a human's words. I think you'd better make up your mind, oh great Ama. If you lived in my domain, you would not receive half the care Amaryllis tried to give you. You would die and make a buffet for every scavenger in the swamp.
Better that than these miserable years of pain.
Oh, it's a sore throat. Grow up.
If you conflate my suffering with some banal illness once more, Lizard Familiar, I will tear you to pieces and savor you for days. I would cough myself to death thousands of times if it meant even one last moment with my daughter.
A last moment... with your daughter. Then one of your daughters died?
By a human's hand, she... I see no reason to share the details with you. You are here to perform a service, nothing more.
You've asked me to tend your pain. And to be blunt, tending your physical pain is hopeless on my own. But I have lived a lonely life as well, Great Ama. And there is some comfort in sharing one's pain with another who understands it. May I sit?
It's as useful as everything else you've done.
I will not pretend to have experienced the degree of your loss, Ama. But I know that mourning must take on a special kind of torture when one lives indefinitely. There is no end in sight. It is the cruelest ripping when the ones you love are reduced only to memory while you must live on and on and on.
For one who has not experienced it, you describe it well, Lizard.
I think about it often. There are nights I lie awake and I am so terrified of those long and empty days ahead that I...
Go on.
I watch them sleep through the night. I watch them desperately, Ama. Uselessly. As though if I could just collect every sense in the air around them, if I could memorize the precise curvature of a cheek or nose, the way his hair shines in starlight, the way her breath stirs the air, I might be able to bottle the moment away. Seal it, fresh, so that in my lonely days when they have died, I might open it and have them again.
I see. Then you too are ageless?
Yes, Ama. Immortal-ish. As some humans call it, but inexperienced. Only a few centuries thus far.
A babe. Too young to know real loss. Until recently, I thought endless life to be a great gift. My daughter, she was not my only child to ever die, but she was the only one whose death I could have prevented.
Guilt is a powerful poison.
As is anger. It's been only 30 years since then. A droplet in the ocean of my life. But the pain... These decades have felt longer than the 1,000 years before them. A point of advice, Aurum. Go on bottling those moments. Do everything you can to save as many of them as you can. They are not enough, but they are all you'll have in the end.
I am trying, Ama. The fact that I am here trying to cure you, that is me trying. Because I've never even told them.
Never? That they will age and die and you will not?
It has been only 6 years, Ama. I am not used to thinking of a year as a significant length of time, though for them, it must be. It's terrible, but it almost relieved me when you threatened to eat us both. Violence is the only way my life will end. Better to do it with one I love than many centuries later when her memory and his have both faded away.
The human!
And another.
Two humans?
It is just as much of a headache as it sounds. But they also make me happier than I have ever been.
You've set yourself on a path to heartbreak.
I have. And I would not if the feelings they gave me weren't worth it, I suppose. Your daughters must feel the same fear about you, that if you die, they may live in eternity with only your memory.
I had not considered that. You trust this human, Aurum?
With my life and with my heart.
And you think that she could save my children, the heartbreak of my death?
For now, yes. But death will come for us both eventually, through illness or violence.
Not yet. Not until I've bottled as many moments as I can. Children, come to Amma.
Yes, Amma?
Release the human from her prison shell and give her whatever materials she needs. I have a confession to make to you, my children.
Oh, I have... that you're sick? They already know.
Amaryllis.
Hey, Aram. I'm so sorry for disobeying you, Amma, but we have been very worried about your coughing. And while we were dragging the human away, she mentioned that she was a doctor and, well...
We thought maybe we could ask you to let her take a look. Please, Amma, we love you so.
Children. Very well, human doctor. You said you would need supplies. As long as they can be found in these subterranean waters, you will have them.
Oh, those? Yeah, I already got those. Becco? Your daughters are really smart, Amma. They found everything I needed. Once I make the solution to disinfect these waters, I bet I can teach them how to make it, too.
No Gilrod ever again! Isn't that amazing, Amma?
Yes. Yes, it is. Human, I thank you.
No problem. Aram, you want to help me out?
Of course.
Hope she wasn't too rough on you.
Not at all. I think we came to understand one another.
You talk about anything good?
Well, I... just monster things, I suppose.
All right, then let's get to work. And I think that should cover it.
The readings on this chemical test can't find any more bacteria.
Amma, how do you feel?
I am not at my former strength, but I can breathe again. Lord Aram, Amaryllis of Exile, there are no words to express the depth of my gratitude. Thank you.
That's my job. So... can we go through now?
Amaryllis, if you understood the depth of pain that a human has caused me, you would understand why I cannot let any human pass through these tunnels as they like.
But Amma...
but you are not just any human, are you?
If you ask me, nobody's just any anything.
There may be wisdom in that. Perhaps one day I could agree. Perhaps. But for now, as long as you always remain a friend to mermaids, you may pass through these tunnels as often as you wish.
Damien, could I bring someone else too?
Don't push your luck.
All right.
Perhaps we should say our goodbyes, Amaryllis. As I've said, the immortal Ish can be very, very stubborn.
Yep, you're probably right. Thanks for your help, Becco, Finlit.
Thank you. We are forever grateful for what you've taught us. These sciences that you do are most intriguing indeed. I should think that we mermaids would be very well served by learning your medicine ourselves.
Oh, definitely. I've got plenty of books you could read, but, not underwater. You should come to my house sometime.
What did you just say?
You guys seriously need a doctor around here. It's kind of a miracle that none of you got sick until now. So if Finlit's interested, then she can come stay at my house a while.
Your house?
Amma, no. She doesn't know what she's saying.
I mean, I guess I could bring some books to the entrance of your tunnel. They just can't get wet, so you'd have to come up out of the water.
Out of the water?
What the hell?
I could understand if it's a bit gauche to suggest they visit somewhere they can't swim, but those eyes seem... murderous.
You know, I think I may have been wrong about humans. You aren't just mimics. You're manipulators!
What?
This is exactly how he did it, dressed up in new clothing. You ingratiate yourselves to power, draw closer and closer with your charms, and then you steal from us!
Oh, great Amma, though they may look distressingly similar, it is my experience that from within, two humans are as unlike as any two monsters.
No more words! I made a promise to myself that I would never let anyone take my babies again, and I intend to keep it!
Amaryllis, I think we'd better see ourselves out.
Amma, please calm down. They didn't know. We'll hold her back as long as we can. The exit to the tunnels is down the hall and to the left. And thank you, Rilla.
Thanks, Finn.
You know, it just hit me. Now that we're out of the throne room, there's no big rush, right? We know she can't fit through the door, so... Okay, should have seen that coming. I think I saw Tal's mom do that to a bully once.
With an elbow? That seems harsh.
That's what the bully's dad said. Then he got the elbow.
Reminisce later. Swim now.
Get back here, human! I'll make you feel every ounce of pain you've sent me to feel, year by year, until the end of
That's
time.
That's the end of the tunnel. She can't possibly break her way through that.
Guess we're gonna find out.
No!
Aram, do you hear?
Move!
Get back here, human! I'll make you pay for everything your kind did to my daughter! I'll make you suffer!
Is there anywhere to hide?
It looks like we're at the edge of a desert, Aram. I don't see anything besides the puddle we entered through.
Then, we're finished, I suppose.
Why? Give me back my baby!
Follow us.
It seems not.
Why didn't she follow us?
For this one brief moment, Amaryllis, perhaps we could avoid questioning our luck.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. What a day. Kind of makes you wish we just walked through the mirrored plains, huh?
Oh, you had me for a moment there. I actually thought you meant it. Just walk through. You'd have to be completely out of your mind.
Stop. Stop. This wall has no signs or identifying marks. We're certain this is correct.
I know the jungle around Quarry very well, Caroline, and I know the rocks around it even better. This stone wall is all that separates us from Olala's quest.
Angelo...
I am just so very proud of you, Olala. I have known you since you were this small, and now that you are older and stronger and wiser, I've seen you become even smaller than that! And also, you have brought us on Sir Galahad's trail once more. You'll grow into a great leader yet.
He's right. You did good, kid.
Well, I don't know.
We'll only know for certain this is Galahad's trail when he lies dead at our feet. Angelo, unburden the horses and let them go. We can't know how long our journey will take.
Understood. Never fear, friend Porthos. I will find you.
Olala! Aren't you a jumpy little jitterbug? What got our junior commander in such a twist, huh?
I just know that the mirrored planes are supposed to be really dangerous, so...
Oh, is that all? Huh? Fret not, little half-half, because I have just the plan to get us through.
I think it's about time for you to update the rest of us on your plan, Quan Yi. You've told me you know exactly how to cross the mirrored planes, but have yet to elaborate.
Of course I have. I said we had to come here, didn't I?
Ah, she has you there, Caroline.
And now I'm saying we need to find the gate for this big wall, and then we'll be all ready. So let's go.
Stop. Tell us what spells you'll be using now.
Oh, no spells, sweets.
No spells.
None.
Perhaps a talisman of some kind.
Nope.
An ogre toenail, or a dragon's bladder, or something gross like that?
Nuh-uh.
Is it magical at all?
Every moment with Quan Yi is magical!
Quan Yi, how do you plan to cross the Wayward East?
Oh, it's the easiest thing in the world, babe. First, we're gonna find that gate.
Go on.
Genius.
And then we're gonna open it.
Get to the point,
kid.
And then we're just gonna walk right through the mirrored plains! Nobody else seems as excited about this as I am.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to the Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. If you support us on Patreon at the $10 level or higher, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one from actors Noah Symes and Melissa Enulat and co-creator Harley Takagi Kaner.
Rilla's reaction was my reaction. Yes. I was like, literally,
hell yes!
And then I saw the line and I was like, yep.
We've definitely been like, we've had the idea of mermaids for a while, except I think, now that I think about it, I think our first idea was like, what if it was all girl pirates and all male
mermen. Mermen,
yeah.
Sorry. I mean,
oh, Noah has a good story about that.
I was just about to say, can I tell?
We would like to give thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Quolby Jack, Lucy Chonky Lee's mother, Osipete, Rita Deserves All the Snacks and Movie Nights, Evit Kani, The Great Undead, Benjamin Fisher, SCP Chloe, June Gishoku, Aaron Ritson, Don't Stop Her Now, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, Red Ruby Seven Truther, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Eden the Gay Bookworm, Elizabeth Dunn, Michael David Smith, I Save All Penumbra Episodes for Post Essay Writing Treats, Ollie Nexus, PJ Escaping Space Capitalism, Caroline Seidman, Go Read Shiloh on Webtoon, Monster Kissing is Trans Culture, A Sentient Can of Soda, formerly known as Jay, Karen ZH, The Greater Citadel Area Polycule, Red L, Genetic, Minchowski, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, The Mad Mirages, was told by the following people. Noah Symes as Lord Aram, Melissa Enulat as Rilla, Kiki Samko as Ama, Josephine Moshiri Elwood as Finlit and Becco, and Jason Mellon as Sir Talfrin. The Penumbra is created and produced by Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear traveler. We hope you will join us again soon.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.